27, suppose a colleague said to you, why even bother running non-experiments? We can't get useful information from them. What seems to be the type of information this colleague thinks is the only useful kind? How should you respond to this statement? This statement is trying to change the way you approach when somebody says something stupid. Okay? Now, that's a lot to ask out of one little essay question. But when we were taught to think critically, we were almost all taught to criticize well. Okay? Thinking critically doesn't mean criticizing well. It means thinking about all the bits and pieces and then praising and criticizing well. And the approach that I'd like you to consider is when somebody says something that is just stupid sounding, instead of making the list of why that's a stupid thing to say, consider for a moment what the list would be that would make that statement reasonable. And I'm not just talking about perspective taking, and I'm not just talking about empathy building, although those are very, very important and will save you in public from ripping somebody apart only to find out that no, you're the one who's clueless. But consider the possible advantage of stopping for a second and saying, under what circumstances is that not hideously stupid? And maybe even asking them and gathering some information about what context or perspective that stupid sounding thing comes from. At which point you may say to yourself, oh, well, if you think about it that way, it's only half stupid. Okay? Remember what critical thinking is. It's thinking in a detailed, focused, structured, disciplined way. Critical thinking may end up with criticism, or critical thinking may end up with praise. It's an artificial oopsie in the language that critical thinking and criticism share so many letters in order of those letters. Okay? And one approach that I'd really like you to think about is when somebody says something this dorky, ask what perspective they may be coming from. What might possibly make that reasonable? And the idea here is, why even bother running on experiments? We can't get useful information from them. The question to ask is, I wonder what kind of information they're looking for that might make this a reasonable statement. Well, if this person lives in a world where causal information is what's importantly valued, they're absolutely right. We can't get causal information from a non-experiment. Okay? And so if you tell these people, you know, well over 95% of the research out there is non-experiments, and you're telling all these people to go home, you haven't addressed the root cause for the statement. You want to argue with this person, you begin by arguing with where the statement came from. The argument should be, you know, I'm going to disagree with you here. I'm going to say that associative information is useful. I'm also going to point out that associative information is associative because there's some confounds we don't know about. But in some of those studies that gave us associative information, we can rule out a whole bunch of the confounds because the study was run well, but not all of them. In other studies, we can rule out other confounds, but not all of them. And it is a slower, more painful process to build associative evidence than causal evidence, but sometimes it's all we have. Second, this person almost certainly comes from a research area where manipulation is available to them. Random assignment is available to them. Procedural control is available to them. And what they're saying is, if you don't use the stuff that's there, you're an idiot. Well, you might want to point out that psychology is a fairly broad discipline, and that an awful lot of the variables that we're interested in studying cannot be causally interpreted. Now we're back to question 25. And to not study at all the relationship between variables just because the causal relationship can't be studied is going to stunt the growth of the discipline dramatically. We tried that shit. It was called serious behaviorism, lab behaviorism in the 40s and the 50s. If you couldn't manipulate it, you weren't supposed to study it. It wasn't psychology. And we got a lot out of that area. We got a lot out of that era. But we bypassed studying a lot of things for a long time. So there's two perspectives that this person is coming from. The type of information that they value and the type of procedures that they value and have available to them. They're not saying anything stupid from their perspective. But their perspective is narrow. And you might not have manipulations available to you, and you might not have any causal information available to you. And so this is sort of a two-parter, because I want to change the way you think for the rest of your life while you're working on this essay question. I have small goals.